Hello, and thank you for joining us for Fixing It with Phil and Friends. I'm Phil Milani, alongside Steve Atwater, Matt Boyer, and Casey Jones. This guy
That's
right
not
here.
you. That is not you. We just need to establish that right now. That is not. Look at
I
that.
Like this.
Come on, man.
No issues amongst us up here, but there were some issues in that Broncos locker room last year. We heard it from Joe Ellis at the end of the season. He said, hey, we can't rest on our laurels and just say, hey, we're the Denver Broncos. We show up and win. Steve, is that something you saw during the season maybe needs to be corrected here?
Well, I think more than anything, these guys, when they step on the field, they got to go out there and play for each other. They can't play for themselves. They got to make sure that they have relationships with guys in their locker room and that they're putting it on the line for their teammates. And if you don't have a relationship with your teammates, there's no way in the world you go out and leave it on the line on Sundays. And that's what I think they need to do a better job of, coming together closer.
And VJ said that he wants to attach a veteran to a rookie. Matt, is that, you think that'll help just bring some of these younger guys along a little bit?
I think so, but I also think there needs to be some accountability with the younger guys too. I thought we saw it this year with guys like Justin Simmons, Will Parks stepping into bigger roles in the field. Adam Gotsis was another guy who played well. I think there was a little bit of a disconnect between the play on the field and then the leadership in the locker room, but I think they get that fixed.
The past couple of years, the Broncos have tremendous leaders, guys like Peyton Manning, DeMarcus Ware. Suddenly when they retired, leaves a little bit of a void. But Casey, just speaking to the terms of the culture in the locker room, it's pretty much way different than when you were playing, right?
It's different, and I think you have to have that leadership in the locker room. And I think this is a problem you fix not with a screwdriver, not with a measuring tape, but this is the one you
That's
bring
what
in.
Phil
the,
has.
You bring in the hammer for this one, right? You bring in the hammer. And I think when you're talking about locker room, it's not up to coaches, it's not up to the media, it's up to the players, and they have to police themselves. You got to have that enforcer type. You got to have that tough guy that goes in and he's going to enforce the code or the spirit of that team. And if he has to do it, he can do it verbally. We can do it physically, but the players have to police themselves in that locker room.
Finding an identity, I mean, what does it mean, do you think, to be a Denver Bronco right now? What does that mean? What does that stand for?
Well, right now, I think that's up in the air. We haven't really enforced our dominance in terms of us being able to run the ball effectively. And on the defensive side of the ball, we played okay, but it wasn't a great year. And those guys in the defensive locker room will tell you that they know that statistically speaking, they were up there top five in most areas, but in terms of actual performance on the field, having to make a play when we need it, we just didn't get that done this year like we did in years past.
Does there need to be a culture change around here, or do you think that it's just a couple of tweaks here and there?
I think it's tweaks. I think you talked about the identity. I think the identity starts with a guy like John Elway. I think Joe Ellis is another guy. I think Vance Joseph, those three guys, that's the identity of this team right now. And I think when you look at the Broncos offseason, those guys are going to be the ones that set the tone for the Broncos going forward. The Broncos will be made in their image, and I think that whose image better than John Elway as far as a player and as an executive? So I think it starts with Elway's offseason and free agency. We've talked all about it throughout this series, and I think that he's going to set the foundation for years to come, starting this year.
You talk about setting a tone. Vance Joseph certainly did that at the end of the season, changed the coaching staff a little bit. He said, I need to do a better job of coaching these coaches. Will that make a big difference, just getting some different coaches in here?
Well, I think having them have a cohesive unit. This is the first time that Vance Joseph has had his choice in these position coaches, so I think that's going to help. But going back to what you said about the players, these guys have a wonderful opportunity to leave their mark and advance a huge winning tradition here at the Denver Broncos. And I think it starts with leadership. It starts with leadership at the top with John Elway, but also starts with leadership in the locker room. And that's going back to the quarterback conversation. When you have three quarterbacks, you have zero quarterbacks, and it's a natural leadership position. A veteran quarterback coming in can fill that role, and he's going to help that locker room immensely.
Yeah, set the tone for, hey, this is what it means to be a Denver Bronco. When you come into a locker room, this is the way you have to carry yourself. Absolutely. We'll see what happens in 2018. Maybe some free agency pieces will really help set that tone moving into next year. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, Matt Boyer, Casey Jones, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Fixing It with Phil and Friends.